Aretz, here is the story of the Shemayim v'Aretz, v'hi baram, as Hashem created, v'yoy masoy Hashem alakim, Aretz v'Shemayim, and it reviews, to some extent, the whole Perek Aleph, the Ma'aser Rishon. The Rishonim are very, very concerned about the fact that Perek Beis should have been part of Perek Aleph. It already told us that Hashem created Adam and Chava and Perek Aleph, and now it's reviewing the story. So Rashi says, and this is the most pashut pshat in the whole thing, that Elah told us Shemayim v'aretz bihi baram. So Rashi says, Elah ha'amurim lamala told us Shemayim v'aretz, that we already talked about. So it's a gebir of a klal uprat uklal. That's the lesson of the Rambam. That we already talked about the fact that Hashem created Adam and Chava. Now I'm going to give you some detail as to what it is. So you have the klal of the Bria Soilam, and Adam and Chava being part of that Bria, the last part of the Bria, after there were water, seas, and land, and bugs, and birds, and all kinds of things. Then there was Adam and Chava, the Bechir Shebebria, the choicest Bria. So now the Torah is saying, Kilu, we need some detail on that. Let's get some detail on it. And here in Perek Beis, we're first told about the, I'm going to call it like everybody else does, the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And I'll explain to you why what I just said is very, very significant. Because this story of Perek Beis and what we're going to learn together, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemor mikol eitz hagan ochel toichel. I gave you some psukim. I didn't give you all the psukim, but you know these psukim already by heart. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemor mikol eitz hagan ochel toichel. That Hashem put Adam into the gan, and he said, you can eat whatever you want. Mi'eitz hadas toivera loy soichal mimenu. And from the Eitz Hadas, which has a full name, that's just its first name, Eitz Hadas. The full name was Mi'eitz hadas toivera. It makes no sense, by the way, if you just call it the Eitz Hadas. What's wrong with Das? Das is not a problem to have Das, right? We're praying for Das. But Me'eitz Hadas Toi Vera, that's the chap over here. Me'eitz Hadas Toi Vera, Loi Soichal Mimenu, Ki V'yoyim Acholcha Mimenu Mois Tamus. And if you do eat it, or on the day, which is very interesting, because on the day that you will eat it, you will die. Which Chazal say they didn't die. But it was an ultimate consequence. What we're not talking about here, a chet and an oinish, I want to bring out. We're talking about a loy soichal mimenu ki. Don't eat from it, because when you eat from it, you're going to change the entire world. It's a consequence. You're going to change the whole world. The world is different. When there's death, the whole world is different. Once there's death, you need Olam Haba, you need a Gan Eden Elyon. You're going to change everything from the original design. So don't eat it, but it doesn't say here that it's a chet per se, and it doesn't say here that it's an oinish per se, but don't eat it. And then what happens? You can follow along here. It's interesting. Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. The Rambam points out, let me just skip you to, if you have the sheet, there's a couple of sheets there. The sheet in Yud Beis, this is the Rambam. He says, V'chol ha'chachomim zal, which is not true. But he says, V'chol ha'chachomim zal, everybody holds, maskimim, shezeh ha'inyin kuloi, that this whole story of Perek Beis, ha'yoyim shishi, it was really on the same Friday. Let me explain to you how important and how deep that is. That we tend to think, I think we naturally think, at least I do, that Hashem created the world, 6 days, Shabbos. Then Adam and Chava messed up, ate from the Eitz Hadas. Not the usual story. That's not the story. Friday was still a day of Bria. Friday was still part of the creation of the world. And on this Friday, as part of the creation, there was a tzivoy of Eitz Hadas, and that there was a loy soichal mimenu, and then there was noichal mimenu. This all happened during the Bria. what the Torah here is explaining in Parak Beis, if Parak Beis would be, like the Ebenezer says, a whole new story. Okay, it's the first story. Like there's a story of Cain and Hevel, like there's a story of Noach, and like there's a story of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's a story of the Eitz Hadas. That's how it happened. Those stories were not hardwired into the Bria. They were things that happened because of the Bria being the way it was. The reason why there was a Mabul in the time of Noach, because this was the Bria. So let's call it a Chet. The Chet was part of the Bria. The choice that Adam and Chava made, which I want to speak about for a minute, because understanding this is understanding what Chet is. And understanding what Chet is helps us understand what Tikkun is and what Tshuva could be. But Chet is hardwired into the Sheishes Yimei Bereishis before Shabbos. This was the Erev Shabbos, we already did this. It's like, well, we were hardly created and we already said no. We were hardly created. This was the Brias Adam. And the Torah is Meirich on this point. So the Rambam tells us, Kol HaChachomim Maskimim Lazeh. Kol HaChachomim Maskimim Lazeh. I'm just saying, in my own personal research, it's not true that Kol HaChachomim Maskimim Lazeh. But, as the Rambam says, Kol HaChachomim Maskimim Lazeh, that means that he didn't consider somebody a Chacham if they didn't agree with this. So Vayitzav, so let's learn the Pesukim together. Vayitzav Hashem Alikim Al Adam Lemer Mikol Eitzagan Ochol Toichel. Okay, end of that command. New idea, it seems. So far, meaning when this command was given on Friday, during the Sheishes Yimei Bereishis, there were no women. There were no wives. It's not. After Hashem gave the command, he said, this man needs an Ezer Connector. He doesn't say yet who that Ezer Connector is going to be or what that Ezer Connector is going to be. Hashem had already created all kinds of chayos, all types of birds. And here came the shidduch process. And he brought the entire Bria, means every lion, every bear, every dog, every fly, every mosquito, auditioned in front of Adam HaRishon, like Lahavdil HaChashverosh, to try to be part of this elite Bria. I can take care of you. You don't know what I can do for you. marry a mosquito. I'll get you up in the morning. You know, go to davening. Like all kinds of, you know.
Was the male and female among the animals? Adam was separated.
Yeah. We don't know. To be blunt, that the Ezer Kenegdo that Hashem was looking for, because Hashem knew obviously it was going to be, but that Hashem was processing was necessarily a sexual partner. But he did say earlier as a Metzias, Puravu, but not as a Mitzvah, Puravu. The world will become full. There could have been a lot of possibilities here. Let your imagination run. So he brings everything, Vayavel Adam, Lirais, and he goes to see Ma Yikralai. V'chol asher Yikralai ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shemai. Again, a fascinating passage. Forgive me, because I'm sure everybody learned in first grade, but I want to. The problem with learning things in first grade is we learn it wrong. So I just want to learn it as mature adults. Tell me the chachamim here. Like what is the pshat and what was going on over here? Every animal came in front of Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon gave it a name. And the name, the Torah adds, Chol Asher Yikra Lo Adam Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemai. That became the name. And the Ramban explains on this pasuk that what Adam HaRishon, with his chachma, with his nevuah, what he was able to see was the real essence of that animal. We have a glimpse of this. Havirotz Katzvi, Gibor Ka'ari. There's the mila of the tzvi. I am so quick. You want to marry me? Gibor Ka'ari. Who doesn't want to marry a lion? all kinds of possibilities. Woman wasn't spoken about here. This was I'm just using the language that we use. It was an afterthought in terms of the sequence of the psukim. But Adam needs an Ezer, possibly to procreate, or possibly just needs an Ezer. As you say, all the animals had a Zachar Nekeva. There was no Zachar Nekeva. And the whole Bria, if you look at it Kabbalistically, is Zachar Nekeva. Everything's Zachar Nekeva. Even the energy of the world is Zachar Nekeva. Even magnetism is Zachar Nekeva. Everything is Zachar Nekeva.
Why did Hashem Dafka by Adam not create them as a pair?
Oh. Because so there was a havamina here, let's put it that way, that he can pair up with something that he already created. Let's look at it deeply. What does it mean that Hashem that called Adam, you call them names? Because until now, in the whole Bria, and remember, this is Friday. This was Friday where everybody got their name. And the world became the essence of that animal, the world, in other words, the Bria, we got a name. Do you understand? Like the Ramban says that the name of something, the true name of something, describes the essence of that thing. If just the Ruach HaKodesh that a parent has when they name their child, is that they have this Ruach HaKodesh which somehow describes the essence. Ad kedei kach. That there are today, probably always, mikubalim. You could take a name of a chasam and kala, and they'll tell you whether this is a good shidduch or not. Don't you want to meet them? No. Just somehow by the names. What are the names? The names, I mean, I don't know that those people, I'm not endorsing them, they don't have any idea what they're looking for. I know by one of the shidduchim of my children, he's looking at the chasam was into a mikubal, and he's looking, I don't know. And then he took the name of the kala and he turned it upside down. Aha, it works. Okay, it works. He was right. That's the. But it's a name. So the Ramban, just to understand how important, how deep this is, the Ramban tells us that if you look later on in the Torah, where it talks about the Teichacha, which I want to get to in these upcoming weeks, because this is so related, the Teichacha, and the klolois are found in two places. They're found in Bechukosai, and they're found in Kisavna, yeah? Teichach and klolois, Shiva Mishnah Torah. All completely related to what we're learning here in Bereishis. But the Ramban here in Bereishis says that there is, you can get the Maka Haksuva Batira. You can get a Maka Haksuva Batira, the Sefer HaTorah Zeh. I can give you a Maka, or I could give you Amaka she'enok suva b'tereza. There is an expression of a maka she'enok suva b'tereza. What's a maka she'enok suva b'tereza? You can get these maka she'afas ha'shadechesa, you know, all the terrible, terrible things, or a maka she'enok suva b'tereza. Says the Ramban in Bereishis, that means that at least if we know the name of the maka, we could start to diagnose, we could start to analyze it, we could possibly start to create a refuah for it. We know what it is. If you don't even know what the thing is called, like what is this? We know a shidafon, so let's analyze shidafon. What's shadaf? What's shade? We could try to figure it out. But a makasha like suva b'tayra has no name. For instance, cancer. Cancer is not a real name. It doesn't describe anything. It describes. It's an indescription. It's a description. I think the word means something that goes wild. Something that's just something dafka. We don't know the name for it. Lately, Baruch Hashem, there's more names, more specific names, more specific diagnosis. But sometimes there's a matzav that we really don't know. So what's the pshat of not finding a cure for something? Not finding a cure for something is not knowing what it is to begin with. Once you know what it is, presumably scientists can analyze it in the laboratory and try to figure out how to find a cure for it. That's a totally non-scientific information I'm giving, but it was something like that. So the Ramban says, how do I know? Because the Ramban says it. The Ramban says that there's a makak suva b'tayra, which Adam Arishan gave a name to, even illnesses, and there's a makash alike suva b'tayra, which has no name. Me'al oil didn't pass through the scanner of Adam Arishan. What's the real omek hadavar? Hashem gave everything a name until now. Who called the sun a sun? Who called the moon a moon? Who called everything a name? Hashem. And now he gave over the job of giving names to the Balei Chayim, the Oifois, the Chayois, the Behemois. He gave the name to Adam. Giving a name implies, in Lashon of the Rambam or Nevuchim, Ribonus. Ribonus, I am the master. I am in charge. I can't give your child a name. I could make a suggestion, but I can't give it a name. Only a parent can give a child a name. Sometimes there's a provision that a tzibur can give a name, change a name. But a name, giving something a name, if I'm going to Lahavdil say, I'm going to call this Trump Towers. I need to be Trump to do that. I can't go to somebody else's building. I can't go to the Empire State Building. Well, that's Trump Towers. First, you got to buy it. Then you can call it by a name. Uh-huh. So what happened over here is Adam HaRishon was the Ribon HaOlam. In a certain sense, Hashem shifted his ownership, his bailus, to Adam HaRishon, like a father who owns a big business gives to his son. You start the name calling now. This is the ultimate in Ribonut, as the Rambam calls it. Gevaldik. And in the context of calling names, and why this was happening, because he was looking for a zug, he was looking for a mate. That's why the whole thing happened. Vayikra Adam Shemois L'chol Abaheim Eloi V'Hashamayim L'chol Chayis HaSadol Adam, with all that, L'Matza Ezer Kenegdai. After and during the process of being able to identify the deep, deep essence of every single bria, every fly, every bear, every type of alligator, by being able to define that essence, he still couldn't find an essence which could be an Ezer Kenegdai. You know, by Agav, I'm not sure what this means, but I just want to say it. Twice in history, as far as I know, Hashem brought all the animals before man. First one is here, the second is Noah. Interesting, right? Only the other time in Tanakh and in history, as far as I know, where all the animals passed in single file. Everything, the flies, okay, your tummy, your tahar. Because Adam HaRishon was creating a world, and Noah was meant to create a new world. He was, Kielu wasn't successful. But the idea of going into the Teva was to create a new world. I spoke about it once on Parshas Noach, that the whole world turned back to Tohu Vavohu by the Malbus. We're back to basics, back to creation, out into another thing. Okay, you're a giraffe now. You need to.
Interesting, Rabbi, that in Noach, he is distinguishing Tahor, Tamei Tahor, which is already a process of Bibur, Oskei.
Excellent. There was no tumah, we know. Okay, Vayapil Hashem Elokim Tardema Al Adam. No mate is no mate. Everything had a name. We need to create a whole new bria called Isha. There's a whole new bria called Isha. Vayishan Vayikach Achas Mitzaloisa V'Yisker Basak Tachtana. We're all familiar with the surgical process that took place, that Hashem put Adam to sleep. That was kind. And he took one of his sides and he made a Isha. Now the Torah says, very interesting. Here they are. Adam, the creation of Friday morning. Chava, the creation, let's say, of Friday afternoon. All during the time of creation. It has to be what the Rambam is saying, that this didn't happen on Sunday. This was all part of the Bria. So here they are, and Shnei Marumim, two things. The physical Matzias was, neither of them had any clothes on. They were born, created Arum. The Lo Yisbashashu, and that was okay. Lo Yisbashashu, there was no Busha. Next Pasuk. Beha Nochash, Haya Arum, Mikol Chayas HaSodeh, Asher Asa Hashem Alikim. Here comes the Zayar and tells us, don't stop. This is still in the middle of Shlishi. that Adam HaRishon came to the Nachash also. The Nachash also needs a name. And what was his essence? His essence was that Haya Arum Mikol Chayis HaSada. So here the Torah could have singled out a lion, tiger, or bear, but it singles out a Nachash. And the Nachash, Adam, apparently it was, if I understand the Zohar correctly, it was close but not right. Close but not right. Meaning, the Nachash had aspirations of being the Ezer Kenegdai of Adam HaRishon, or, to put it even deeper, the Nachash, who was the Arum, which means conniving, smart. It was Hoylech HaShtayim. The Nachash at that time, before the curse, was walking on 2 feet, was attractive. It spoke. Like Hemer HaNachash. Like, you know, like Adam meets Nachash, maybe. Maybe, you know. So the Nachash had an aspiration here to be part of the Tzelem Elokim, because an Isha is a Tzelem Elokim just like an Isha is a Tzelem Elokim. So what could have been is that you had Adam v'Nachash. Life would look differently for most people. Adam v'Nachash. I mean, just trying to imagine the chuppah.
Is there any other animal that spoke besides the Nachash?
No. So the Nachash was a really elite creation. What? Yes, but the Yushne, my point. By Yushneim Arumim, by Nachash Haya Arum, Mikochayis Hasadet. Ad Kedekach, that we translate, which is correct. In the Targum, it says the first Arum is Artiloyin, which means, I think, the same word as articulate. Artiloyim. But in the second Targum, it says Chakim, Mikol Chavas Bra. But we translate it as naked. So let's leave the question. But it is the same word. Good, a good hara. HaNachash, but or the story of the Nachash, main point is, story of the Nachash, let's not lose our way here. Story of the Nachash is not an independent story. It's all part of the same story. We have two things happening. Adam calling everything by its name, and therefore understanding and creating a knowledge of the essence of everything. Not working, comes Hashem, creates Isha, comes the Nachash and gets all upset and baledict over the fact, hey, I'm also the Arum Mikol Chayas HaSodeh.
You already said that, but Matzah is a Kenegdo. So how could the Nachash be part of that process? How is he not included in the first Surah?
Try again. Second Shidduch, second date. So look what happens. The Nachash, who's clever, doesn't approach Adam, because that didn't work. Right, Gershon? That didn't work. So what is it? Who does Nachash approach? He approaches Isha. Isha is just a Johnny come lately or whatever. Vayomer ala Isha, and he says to the Isha. Now I want you to help me with this because I don't know the answer. Vayomer ala Isha. Quote: Af ki amar elikim loisaychlu mikol etz hagan. Soif pasuk. Hatoymer Isha ala Nachash. Okay, so now, what exactly, tell me, what exactly did the Nachash say to the Isha? Quote, Af ki amar elikim loisaychlu mikol etz hagan. Are we missing half of a pasuk here? Should have said, even though Hashem said not to eat it, I'm telling you it's okay. Or something like that. But it doesn't say, Af, what does that Af mean? What does it mean, you feel? Af.
I translated it the way Rabbi just said that, but half of it is missing.
So what's the new translation? No, let's look at it like a lambda. By Yoimer Ala Isha, it says to the Isha, Af ki amar alikim loy soichlu mikol eitz hagan. Period. Half your shver pasuk though. You say chayim. What do you say? Yeah,
Rashi says Shema.
Oh, so Shema also doesn't make any sense. Maybe Hashem said, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas.
Even if.
I mean, another reason what I'm saying is, I know Rashi's a Shema, but what? Or is it like a rhetorical question, maybe? Did Hashem say? Did Hashem say not to eat from the Eitz Hadas?
Also, even though.
Even though.
Even though Hashem said this, now there's room for suffering. There's room for mistake.
No, but even though has to have an end of a pasuk.
It's also not true. You were allowed to eat from the pasuk.
And she tricked him. Timer Isha, Mipriei Tzagan Noicha. Look what the Noicha said. Like Seichel Mikol Eitz Hagan. Is it? Let's say it like this. Maybe Hashem said you're not allowed to eat. Not allowed to eat. There's a whole Gan Eden here. And not allowed to eat. And she says, but I don't know what that off is. Sorry for him a little bit. But and she says, no, you're allowed to eat. Me pre eats Hashem b'toych Hagan. There is one tree b'toych Hagan. Amar Elokim loy Seichel Mimenu loy Sigul boy Pentamusun. One tree I was told not to eat. Who was she told by?
Adam.
Amar Alikim, Laisaichlu Mimenu. There is such a Messiah over my husband. I'm not supposed to eat from the one tree. But you could see already that my husband's telling me this, and the snake is telling me this. You see? It's not really Hashem told me this, and the snake is telling me this. Hashem said this this tzivui to Adam HaRishon. Chava wasn't even born yet. And then Adam told it to Chava, and the snake says,
he told her not to touch it.
But which was all possible because it wasn't a direct. What I'm saying, by the way, is in the Rishonim. The Rishonim want to know why the Nachash spoke to the Isha. Why didn't go directly to the Isha?
Maybe better, Father would have said, whatever you do, don't listen to the snake.
How did the snake know this?
It was our room.
That means the snake was also not created with an Ezer.
There are female snakes there.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Well, everything changed after the story. When we pre-o eats, Asher b'toy chagan, Omer elikim loisaych, lemenuv loisigu b'yad, pentamusa, you might die. A lot of addition. It changed the whole thing.
Lest
you die. You will not die. And came up with a new concept. And this is really where, this is what we're learning here is the essence of Chet. Ki yordea lekim ki biyoy macholchem mimenu v'nifkechu einechem v'yisam kelekim yordei toy v'ra. Let's understand, says the Nachash, what's going to take place. And here, I want to stop here and understand this. Let me explain to you what you heard. You heard you're going to die if you eat from the Eitz Hadas. You're not going to die. What it means is, says the Nachash, Rosh Hashiva. what it means is that when you eat from the Eitz Hadas, it's not going to be the same as it was before. But on the other hand, Yodei Elikim, Hashem knows, Ki v'yoyim acholchem mimenu, when you eat from it, v'nifkechu einechem, what will happen is that your eyes will become opened, you'll see more, v'yisem kelekim, then you will be like Hashem. So, the way we learned it in kindergarten is the Nachash was lying. The Nachash was not lying. The Nachash was presenting an option here, which we're going to learn together in the Maral in a second, what that option was. The option was like this. Let's look with me together at the Maral in Gimel here. V'yisam kelekim yoydei toy v'ra. V'yesh lishol frek the maral. Eich yiyu kasher yasa achet kelekim yoydei toy v'ra. How could it be that by doing the chet you become like God? Toy v'ra. Eifo yigayon. Like, what was the Nachash saying something which seems to be so silly? You're going to violate Hashem and you'll become like Hashem. V'ken nazay. Eich se yicholiyot.
I told him that the Nachum was telling Chava that Hashem does not want you to come back in. That's why he told you not to eat it. But if you do eat it, that's why Hashem told you not to eat it.
Okay.
Right.
Hashem's jealous. So meaning it's not.
Like a jealousy. But still, I mean, the lie part of it was, you're going to become like Hashem. Is that a lie or not?
Not totally
lie,
but you'll have an aspect.
It's not a lie, because we are Yodei Tovara.
You could say that the Nachash...
We are Yodei Tovara.
It says Kip.
Right. It says Kip. So now we are... The Nachash says, look, this is what the Maharal says, I'll just give you a forward. You were one kind of a Tzelem Elikim. I could even give you an upgrade on that type of a Tzelem Elikim. You could become something even more. What's more? What we are. But what exactly is the upgrade? So we're going to see tomorrow inside, but let me just say in my words. Until now, you're a Yodei Tov. Until you eat the from the Zeitz Hadas, Toi Barah, you're a Yodei Tov, meaning Hashem created you. You're one of the creations of Hashem. You don't know anything bad. Not because you're stupid or naive. It's just you're created like a malach. I'm the Nachash talking now. You're a Yodei Tov. In that capacity, and let me just put this in parentheses. In that capacity, Adam Koidem Achet had the ability to name every single one of the animals in the Bria. Meaning that what? He was the Ribon. He was the Tzelem Elohim. He was God's. Like the Talmud of Devarim says, that we had to be created as a Tzelem Elohim because we're Hashem's agent in this world. So we have to be a Tzelem Elohim. We were created in the image of Hashem, whatever it means, not for now. But we were created in the image of Hashem. Ad kedei kach, did we have kochos that we're able to name everything? You're the Baal HaBos here. You are the Baal HaBayis. So that we were Yodei Tov beforehand was great. The Nachash says, let me introduce you to a new concept here. You want to really be an upgraded God? You need to be Yodei Tov Vara. Eitz Hadas Yodei Tov Vara. What's the idea of knowing Ra? What's the ability of knowing Ra? Very simple, Hashem knows Ra. If you don't recognize evil, so then if you're just like the goody-goody, then you're a malach. Furthermore, if you don't know Tov and Ra, then you have no bechira chofshis. You have no free choice. And if you have no free choice, we read Friday night the Rambam a couple of weeks ago that he brings the pasuk Rei Noisim Lefnechem Hayom Brachu Ba'Klal. He says this is the Makor, says the Rambam Mishnah Torah of Bechira Chavshis, and he says if there's no Bechira Chavshis, what's the point of living? What's the point of all the Torah? What's the point of the Mitzvah, of the Mitzvahs? What's the point of the Neviyah? You have to have free choice. So the Nachash introduced that look, you are great, you're a Tzelem Elohim, but you're not really Kelikim, because really Kelikim is Yodei Tov V'Ra. Now hear this, let me just say this now that I'm saying my own words instead of Maharal. Let me tell you what I think is a deep shot. And that is that, sometimes, I'm just giving a mashal, I'm not saying this is what happened, but sometimes a person has a problem with, let's say, an authority figure. Maybe it could be the authority figure is not doing anything wrong. But somehow there is this dependency on this authority figure. So you go to a therapist and talk it over with the therapist, like, I don't know, like, I just have such a dependence, not that he or she is a bad person, but there's like this, it becomes a sort of a codependency, which is considered a weakness. It's considered, you're not independent. How do you become independent of the authority? By going against his ratzon. So here, says the Nachash, I'm telling you, I have a chap here that right now you're a Tzelem Elohim in the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you'll go against his ratzon, then you'll become independent, and independent is exactly like God. I don't have to listen to anybody. I can do whatever I want. Which is the essence of free choice. So here's the Nachash told. You thought you were a reborn by giving names to all the animals. You were an agent. You were an agent. You were a CEO representing Hashem. Very big. Very, very big. But Kelakim Peik put you up a step where you're Yodea Tov Vara, and now you've cut off that tie. And by cutting off the tie, I'll give it to you more. The therapist can even tell you. Nachash was the therapist. The Nachash will even tell you that by cutting off the absolute need to follow authority, you will actually become closer to that person. Shayach?
Was the Nachash Ra? And if so, where did he get it from?
The Nachash was the Bria of Ra.
The
Zohar calls him the Samach Mem, Hashem et Kri. Yoitzer Or Uvoyer Ra.
But he didn't eat from the tree, so where
no, did... no, but Adam had nothing to do with that Nachash. So the Nachash says, let me bring you into my world so you'll understand I'm the Bria of Ra. Arum, Mikol Chayis HaSadah. I am the salt of the earth. I'm the Bria of Ra. You're living in an ivory tower. You are working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable, like a malach. And the malachim were feeding him, and he was a malach. The Nachash was not saying, it was sophisticated only, it was emes. The emes of it is that in order for you to really become a independent bria, a bria which is really kelokim, you have to be Yodea Tov V'ra, and you have to be able to look straight at your authority, Hashem, and say, no, I'm going to eat.
Obviously, it wasn't the purpose of Bria, because of course Rose said it was the wrong thing to do.
I'm not on the Nachash's side.
My question is, won't free will exist before what the Nachash
did? Nothing. Produced? The free will was...
So it was not supposed to be free will?
No. There was supposed to be a different kind of free will. As the Rambam explains in Mar Nevuchim, the other kind of free will would be that there are things on the outside which are Ra, like the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, like the Nachash, and external.
Right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
Don't we learn he could have eaten it on Shabbos or Yom Rishon, it would have been okay?
Maybe.
So how would...
Maybe, because it wouldn't have been a violation. The whole point, it wasn't the chemical composition of the pomegranate or whatever it was that caused this. It wasn't like something that you put into a laboratory and said, whoa, Tov V'ra, you eat this thing and, this is not TV. What this was, are you going to make a choice? Are you going to make a choice? In other words, why did Hashem put it out there? Let's put it this way. Hashem put it out there because you should know there's Ra out there. Why did Hashem create the Nachash? There's Ra out there. So whereas the Adam, I'm saying that while the Adam was chief representative of the heavens, the Nachash was chief representative of the earth, and now heaven meets earth, and says, what kind of God are you if you're not Yodea Tov V'Ra? But as Adam, the whole thing is Adam Kelokim. But I'm going to have to stop here, so I'm not going to get to it. But let's look at the Maral very quickly, just to see what I'm saying.
Which source is the Maral?
Gimel. I don't know if what I just explained is obvious in the Maral, but I think now that I explained it, it's in the Maral. V'yesh lishol, eich yiyu, how could it be, kasha yasa achet kelekim yoydei toivara, how can a chet get you to the place of being like a god? How could it be? Kvar hiksha echon min omais dover zel arambam zel. A guy once asked this to the Rambam. If you look in the Igaris Teiman, you'll see that this was one of the questions that was asked to the Rambam. So the Rambam, but the Maral says, but let me say mine. You should know, this is going to answer everything. Person before the Chet, he would never be, if Adam would not have eaten from that fruit, if Adam would never have made the choice to eat from that fruit, he would never be a Yodea Toi Vera.
So how did he have the ability to make the choice from the tree if he was not Yodea?
He explains. Kelikim Yodea Toi Vera Avaloi Ha'adam. Hashem knows Toi Vera, created it. Adam, you're an agent of good. Superman. You know, you're just an agent of good. Lo Adam. Va'adam Bivadai Hu Royal Yosh Yodea Toi Vera Mitzachu Nivra B'Tzelem Elikim. And here's a problem, and let me take you back to the Rambam's point, that this all happened on Friday. This was the Bria, what we're learning here with the story of the Nachash, is not such a, like, what the heck did he do that for? No, this was the Bria of Yodea Toi Vera. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human. Adam Bavadai Hu Royal is Mara. Ha'adam bevadai hu roili yesh yedea toi vera. Of course a person should know toi vera. Mitzachu nivra b'tzelem alikim. What then does it mean to be a tzelem alikim? Avol mitzach ha'adam yesh lai devekus be'ilasai. That's how you read that word. Since Adam is connected to his creator, ilasai, his reason for being, ilah minayla. Hashem himself is all good. You hear the chakira here? It's very deep. Am I connected to Hashem? Hashem is all good. There's no toiv ra in Hashem. Created ra, but there's all Hashem is toiv. So if I'm part of Hashem, so I should only know toiv.
But there's nothing outside of Hashem.
Right. Because there is nothing outside of Hashem, right?
How can you say ra?
He created. What do you mean there's nothing there? This is outside of Hashem. Everything's out of Hashem. I mean, do you mean like Tzimtzum? Everything's powered by Hashem. Without doing the Chabad thing here. Avokasher loy pana el ilase kemoisha haya acher achet azu yodea toy vera ubaulai tishal ma mailahu's yodea sara. What is the advantage of it? You see, the Maral's sticking out for the Nachash here. What? Because it was part of the process of creation. What is the mila of Yodea Toi Vara? The Vada Dover's a mila b'chachma. Of course, Kasher Chachma Sodom Kerelos B'Yedias HaToi Vara. It means you know everything. But Kamaish Amar Akasim Nifgechu. Look at the pasuk. For Nifgechu Einei Shneichem V'Yisem Kelekim. Your eyes will. He's quoting the Nachash here. Your eyes will become open. You will become like God. Yodea Toi Vara Umibnei. The Nachash was the Bria of the Samach Mem, says the Maral. This is where he chapped the person. This is the way you will separate from Hashem. So what he's saying, and this is why I explained before, by the Nachash's argument was by you separating yourself from Hashem one degree, you'll become more independent, and then you'll have even a better relationship with Hashem. So what's fascinating over here is, at this moment, Adam and Chava, the Bali Musar quote this Maral, and they say this was the Bria of Ani.
Ego.
This was the Bria of, in other words, what is it? What is it? A person says, I'm not supposed to eat that, but I want to eat it. Who says I'm not supposed to eat it? I'm a Baal Bechira. I'm a free man. I want to eat it. Why shouldn't I eat it? So this Ani is arguing with what you even know clearly is right.
And justifies it.
Yeah, I want to say, very clever. I want to say this. I want to do it. Like all of a sudden, a person, this is the difference, Yechiel, between before and after. Or whoever said that. This is the before and after. All of a sudden, there's an Ani here, which is saying, hey, I'm independent. I am independent. I can do whatever I want. Can you, like, you know, it just to explain something. Let's say you get a job. You're a big executive in a company. But the first couple of days, you don't know exactly what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Can you fire somebody? Can you spend $100,000? You don't know exactly what the deal is. You know, somebody has to empower you to do that, even though it might say that that's your job. But, you know, so unless you're the president of the United States, you wait a couple of weeks and before you do all this stuff.
Did the change happen when they ate it, or the change happened
when they chose?
When the Nachash gave them this
this insight.
And then they...
Right. When they chose to listen to the Nachash.
The way before was giving up that ego. That was the Shem's.
Exactly. So before the Nisayan was, I'm willing to be completely godly. And now the Nisayan becomes, I'm a free agent. How am I choosing? That's what the Nachash accomplished, because I became a Yodea Tov Ra. But listen to this one last thing, then we'll go further on Thursday in Eretz Hashem. He lost out to an animal. So now we can no longer name animals. And now he no longer is the reboin of the entire... at this moment, the law of the jungle set in. The law of the jungle. And it's only when Mashiach comes, and this gets Masukim, that the lamb will live with the lion, and they'll both be controlled by a little child. What does Yeshayahu say? Have it? Who will be able to sit right next to the Nachash, and nothing will happen to him. We have to learn that, he's talking from Yeshayahu, how powerful it is that the words in Yeshayahu, the most famous words, Agav, about the description of the Mashiach and the Geula, is Yeshayahu Perek Yud Aleph. Pasuk Aleph to test, that's the Geula. It's repeated, this, that, this, that's the Geula. Netzer, Ita, Mi, Geza, Yishai. That's the Geula. And in that Geula, it's man, specifically Mashiach, and then man taking back control over the animal kingdom, the animals losing their control, and even a little child can play with a snake. What does a snake get into here? Why is the snake separate than the lion? Both dangerous. And the snake, by the way, never loses that klola, which we need to talk about also. But you see, what you have is the beginning of the world and the end of the world. And it's all exactly the same. And in between, and this is just my Hagdama, you have all these, you can't go back to America, I guess. In between, you have all of the brachas and the klolas, which are exactly the inaction of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam, Harishon, and to Chava, of what's going to happen, because, okay, you want to be Yodea Tov Ra. You know what it is, like when you're in the Boy Scouts, they say, anybody who complains about the food has to cook the next meal. So if you want to be Yodea Tov Ra, so get out of Gan Eden and make your own cake. And Kotz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lach. And go fend for yourself against the animals who now are hostile to you. And people, your own children, will be hostile against each other. You want to take care of things? So you take care of things. But in other words, this was a choice of being the simple agent of Hashem, which is Kula Tzayv, or is the Nachash be a higher level upgrade in Elohim of Yodea Tov Ra, which is an upgrade if used correctly, but it's a downgrade if not used correctly. And okay, that's, we'll go over the Maral again on Thursday.
The fear of Ben Tov is not Fakir?
It's not Fakir. It's not Chofshi. It's interesting what they today call